Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Appalachian Brewing Company podcast. It's Mike Parker alongside Artie Tafoya, and we're here. We're in Harrisburg. We're in one of the favorite places to be, the upstairs at this location, downtown Harrisburg, the Abbey Bar. Artie, what's going on, man?
Yeah, hi, Mike. It's great. It's great to be back in the mothership, and yes. Yeah, looking forward to another podcast.
Awesome. So some things going on here. I mean, the Abbey Bar, I've been seeing it pop up on the social media, channels lately. It's back again. It's hopping. And that's one of the reasons we got together today to talk about some new stuff happening here, right?
That's right. That's right. A lot of exciting things happening here at Abbey Bar. Just the whole second floor of this location. And also, Mike, we're now open 7 days a week here, back for the first time in about 4 years. So
sweet. Yeah. Well, let's jump right into it. First of all, I did want to say Happy New Year to you, because it's been since the new year since we got together.
That's right.
Yeah. So we were kind of looking forward to 2024 kicking off pretty good for you.
Yeah. You know, somebody came up with the idea of Dry January, which I'm not a quitter, so that's not a good one for me. But although January out in the marketplace and in the restaurants, it a little bit slower than normal. I think the weather had to do a little bit with that. But after people started figuring out that Dry January just really isn't a great idea,
no.
Then they were all right back here again.
Good. That's awful. I actually had a friend. I invited him over for. I forget what we were doing. I don't know. Is it maybe like football or something that's going on? And he was like, yeah, Dry January, buddy. And I'm like, well, you don't have to drink, but I guess it's more of a self-control thing. If you're going to come over to my house and be the only one not drinking, it kind of can take a little bit out of it. But it's not bad. I guess what would be better, though, in the beer business? Maybe dry hop to January.
There you go. Dry hop January. Let's do that.
Okay, yeah. Dry hop to January. See, yeah.
I'm only drinking dry hop beers all January.
Right, I'm going dry.
Yeah, that's right.
I like it. And bring me another one.
I talked to a guy today, and he said, I tried it, and I only made it 4 days. And that's the shortest period I've heard so far.
Okay.
But I do like the dry hop idea.
So
let's do that.
Speaking on along those lines, right, there's I like to think we talk about we've talked about this in the past, like working out and diets and different approaches. For a while there, I don't know if you're still doing it, you were doing these cold showers and stuff in the morning.
Yeah, right? I still do some of that stuff. I don't do it as much as I used to. I got a new hip, and which now I'm really hip.
Yeah.
More hip than I was before. So I haven't been doing any of that stuff for a little bit, but I was following a guy named Wim Hof.
Yes, that's
Did I tell you about him? Yeah. He's an incredible human, and he figured out that sickness in the body, he could cure it himself with just his mind.
Uh-huh.
And through different breathing techniques, cold techniques, and stuff like that. He's the guy that climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in bare feet in the winter with just running shorts on.
Oh.
And it was just, he does these things to prove it's mind over matter.
It's possible. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, that's cool. But what brought that to mind was this whole idea that this guy jumped off of Dry January in 4 days. So have you heard of this thing? It's called like the 72-hour water fast. Have you done this? Okay. Well, it's a new thing, right? So, I mean, it's probably not new, and fasting is not new. I know there's this intermittent fasting that people do, and it's a way that they, you only eat during a certain couple hours of the day, and then whatever. You can kind of eat whatever you want, I guess. It's not like a special diet. Then you kind of go these other periods, 2/3 of your day, you just don't, shouldn't be that hard because you're sleeping for 1/3, and then the other third, you just don't eat or drink anything. But there's this whole new thing that you're supposed to, you just don't do anything but water for 3 days, right? And you can do electrolytes with it, but you can't do, you can't do anything else for three.
Because certainly going to urinate a lot. Right?
Yeah,
so
right.
You got to build that back up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I tried that, and I made it 12 hours, and that included 7 hours of sleep. So by about noon on the first day, I was like, I was eating something. Yeah.
So you sucked at it.
Right.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. I couldn't even make it 27 hours instead of 72. All right. Well, listen, we have some beers in front of us, but before we get to the beers, we also have some guests. So back to the matter at hand here, we're in the Abbey Bar, and the Abbey Bar is one of the great live music venues, event venues in downtown Harrisburg. So some new life being breathed into this place with some new faces. You want to introduce our guests that we have with us today?
You bet. Well, first of all, I'll just say that the Abbey Bar has been a great place to, I've seen so many shows here in the past and really looking forward to working as we go to the future in terms of the new exciting things that we have happening here. And one of them is that we have decided to create a partnership with other local companies in the Abbey Bar. And our guests today are Sarah and Pat, and they work with not only Moon Peak Productions, but also with Mountain Laurel Catering. And we're just so excited. They're going to be taking over the catering in this in the Abbey Bar and gallery area. And they're also producing all of the live music here. And they've got such a great team. And this is my first time actually sitting down with you guys, so I'm really excited about this because I want to learn a lot more about you. More so, my team worked with you guys and got everything worked out in the contracts and all that stuff, but we're just so excited to have you here. So welcome.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Cool. Awesome. Well, listen, we're going to learn about you, but first, let's Artie, we're going to go around here. We're going to start things off with a cheers. This is a beer podcast, first
that's
and
right,
foremost.
That's right.
Everything else is periphery, right? I mean, we're looking, if we have tunnel vision, it's beer, and everything else, we bring it in just to add a little bit of, you know, a little ambiance or whatever, or a little bit of extra stuff. So let's talk about the beer here. I know I've got this new one. I've been seeing it. I've been dying to try it. It's like basically an oldie but goodie, meaning it's old. It's an older style that someone used to brew, I think, in Harrisburg, and then you guys recently took it back up, and it's called Silver Stock Lager.
That's right, Silver Stock Lager. It's a throwback lager, right? It's thrown back to the brewery that was only actually where we're sitting here in the gallery, where the post office is right there. That was Groppner Brewery.
Oh, okay, right
so
behind
it was
us.
It was only that close. Now we couldn't see it back in the day because the Patriot News building was there, and also there was another building on the corner here, so we couldn't see it back in the day. But now you can see it clearly where the building was. But so that's their Silver Stock Lager was one of their classic brands, and we re-released it this year as something exciting for us, light. Really crisp, but it's still all malt, no adjuncts, no rice, no corn. Still a wonderful, but super crisp beer.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it. Looks like, kind of like an everyday.
That's right.
Like every day. Easy to drink.
Yeah. And, on a boat, anywhere, anywhere you're on a boat, that beer should be in your hand. It's canned and it works perfectly in that scenario.
All right, let's go down. Let's go across from me here. Let's see what Sarah has. What's Sarah drinking? It's a colorful beer.
It is colorful.
In a snifter.
Yeah, it's a colorful snifter. It's part of our fruit sour series. It is a blueberry sour. So it's made in the form of a blueberry cheesecake. It's a little bit creamy or blueberry pie sort of, but it has a little bit of lactose in it. I hope you're... You're good with that. Sorry, I should have asked you that before, probably. But that's what gives it that body and character, and then a little bit of vanilla in the finish.
Cool. So,
yeah. Right. Yeah. Great. And Pat's drinking the classic ABC beer, one of our first, actually the second beer we ever produced in Harrisburg was called Purest Pale Ale. And it's just a great classic style pale ale, super drinkable, just... Straight down the middle, straight shooter. So it's
super drinkable, very good.
And yourself, sir? Good. What do you have here?
I've got a Sigma Oasis. I'm at the Abbey Bar, and I'm thinking, what kind of beer would I want if I'm sitting in a music venue? Well, certainly Sigma Oasis would make sense in that case, right?
Well, if you've listened to the podcast, he is predictable, if nothing else. That's right. He drinks Sigma Oasis quite a bit.
Often.
So cheers, guys.
Cheers. Cheers.
Sarah and Pat, New Beginnings, and Artie. Mmm.
Oh yeah,
it's just what I needed on a Friday afternoon.
It's perfect, isn't it?
It is. All right, so let's jump in. Let's learn about you guys. Artie, you want to ask the first question as we interrogate these newcomers here on the podcast over beer.
Yeah, our most current victims, right?
No, we just want to get to know. We hope that everybody starts. When you're coming to ABC. When you're starting to do your plans for whatever day of the week and whatever that it's always great to know the people behind things. And if you're going to have an event or come see a show in this venue, I mean, you're probably going to see these two or hear of them pretty quickly. You know? And if you have a great time, you want to give somebody credit for it too. Well, let's talk. Sarah, why don't you kick things off? Tell us a little bit about your business, how you got started, and should we say in the live event production business, or where do you want to go?
So 20 years ago, I was a part of Roundtable Presents with Jersey Mike.
Oh, yeah.
So I was a founder of Roundtable Presents.
We love Jersey Mike.
Yeah. I've got his tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
I've got his family. His family was here for our reopening.
Oh, that's awesome. So,
and then I had moved on, and I was tour managing bands, mostly out of California, and eventually moved to Montana. Patrick, we're both from Harrisburg. We knew each other in our young 20s. He was coming to the shows that we were putting on originally here and all around. And we ran into each other out in Montana. One of my bands was playing Missoula where he was living. I invited him out and it was sparks flew.
There you go. Cool.
And he's a chef. So we were in Montana for a number of years following his career. Our jobs took us down to Texas and we preferred Montana. So our plan was to come back to Pennsylvania, get to know each other's families for a year, go back to Montana and start a dog kenneling business outside of Glacier.
Okay.
That didn't work out. We catered a family wedding, and we got 12 inquiries from there, and it just sort of started snowballing, and we decided to start saying yes to everything that came our way. In February of 2016, by May, we were able to quit our jobs. We secured enough business, and we took Mountain Laurel full-time. So 6-7 years later, Mountain Laurel is pretty sustainable. We're at the governor's residence. We're at all the high-end venues. We have what we went out to achieve with Mountain Laurel. So it was time. He's an avid music lover. I worked in the music industry. So it was time to get back into that. And that's where Moon Peak became from.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great.
So is all of this true?
most definitely. Sparks did indeed fly. Now, once I saw Sarah again, she couldn't get rid of me.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And we catered an event for a family, and then other family members started asking, and then their friends started asking, and then it just, like Sarah said, snowballed, and we're figuring out how to put the brakes on.
I actually love it. Just the idea that you two have, kind of formed this life together and the business together. We actually had another company that you guys, ABC, partnered with recently was the Taylor Chip Cookie Company.
Right.
Right. Yep. And their story was kind of similar, you know, like a young couple that they were abstinent. Is that the word? They were practicing abstinence during their.
I thought that's what you said.
Yes, thank you.
Sparks fly.
Either that or get some shots of absinthe. No. So, and they used to bake cookies together to pass the time. And I guess when the sparks wanted to fly, they fired the oven up to 350 and cooked some cookies. So anyway, they ended up making a business out of it. And recently had the collaboration beer, which is cool if that's still around at all. But I know how. But anyway, it's so cool. So anyway, it's like just making me think. That's kind of oh my gosh, the puns are just going to roll to my head today. But a recipe for success.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
All right. So what can we expect? I mean, I know that we talked about it before. I even hate bringing up the word, but like when COVID rolled around, it took a place, it's downtown Harrisburg and everywhere took a beating. Some live music venues, got back rolling, and it's taken a little while here. What's the plan now that things are back and the bands are back and the events are back? Should people be excited about the Abbey Bar?
Well, one of the smartest things we ever did was hire two guys as our talent buyers, and their full-time job is to secure music. And they're about 10 years younger than us, and 10 years, 20 years younger than the other, 30 years younger than the other talent buyers in town. So they're coming up with some really great music that I haven't heard of, but it's generating such a buzz when we announce it. So Danny McCoy and Tyler Barr, they were part of our catering company for years. They've thrown shows in town, all over town, in their younger years. So it's just, again, a recipe for success to bring them on board with us. And the four of us collaborate so well. We've worked together for 6 years in catering. We know how each other work. It was an easy manifestation to bring them on board and just make this all work.
That's great. They used to, back in the day, they were like, Artie, you want to book the entertainment? And I'm like, Only if you want like
fog hat, greatest hits.
Steve Miller Band. The bands that
great bands, but. What they were saying, not to interrupt you, but you have to sometimes recognize either A, your limitations, or B, I'm in this lane, but there's a whole lot of other people in these other lanes. Yeah, and if I'm not exploring those other lanes, man, I'm only going to go to the same place every time, right?
And that's what I used to talk about. Jersey, you brought up Jersey Mike. Me and Jersey Mike, we used to battle a little bit. But I tell you what, we always made it happen, and that was good. And I it took me a while to realize just how talented your team was back then, because you know we didn't know, we were just starting up, we were just trying to figure out what we wanted to be. I mean, we were a brew pub and we had to keep going, and then, well, we're going to do this entertainment now, we're going to do this, and we started trying everything, and it ended up since Mike had all the forefront and all the forward-looking thoughts to go. And he had a plan. It was always up here. It was never written down, right? Of course, but it's just that really started the Abbey Bar and kept us moving forward. And it's been great ever since.
All right. Well, listen, we're about 16 minutes into the podcast. We like to split it up, take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more, not only about our guests, Sarah and Pat, and their production company, and what we're expecting here at the Abbey Bar with the live music and events and how to get involved. And if you want to book something here, we'll talk a bit more about that and their expertise. But Artie, I want to talk about something else too, because it's here. It's already March, and we're talking Irish time, buddy. Mm-hmm. Irish Fest.
Yep.
Right? So Irish Fest at ABC locations all across the area. I want to talk about that, what's on the menu, what I should drink with my beer,
With your beer?
Yeah, I want to know what to drink with my beer
and
eat with my food. We'll talk about all of that and more with our guests when we come back on the Appalachian Brewing Company podcast. And we're back on the Appalachian Brewing Company podcast. It's Mike Parker, Artie Tafoya. We're hanging out here on the second floor at Appalachian Brewing Company Harrisburg, otherwise known as the Abbey Bar, one of the premier live event and live music, banquet facilities here in a very unique space in downtown Harrisburg and all across central Pennsylvania. So anyway, we were talking about how, you know, sometimes we got to look to the younger generation for, like, you know, to stay in. So we have to recognize sometimes that we're out of touch with things. And not to say that you're out of touch, but to get a new perspective. Where I get that on a daily basis is from my 15-year-old daughter, right, who, by the way, loves live music, and we go to places like, I'm sure you're familiar with it, but if I name a few places in like Philadelphia, like the Fillmore or Brooklyn Bowl, yep. These are places that we've been that, like, similar bands that have passed through the Abbey Bar over the years play in venues like that. And I would love to see, you know, I don't know if it's on the menu here for what you guys are going to do, but like an all ages show, or even if it's not all ages, some of the music that we look forward to traveling, we're willing to go to other bigger cities for sometimes. Love to see some of those artists around here. So I stay in touch with my daughter, and a lot of times we're talking, our conversations are driving around, doing things, and as you know, 15-year-old girls love Starbucks, right? Everyone, is Starbucks, I mean, anyone, is it fine, right? Yeah. Starbucks, do you have a Starbucks habit at all?
Yeah, we stopped. Yep. We went on our way here.
Perfect. So, Artie, are you?
I'm a non-Starbucker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't. Their coffee just isn't. It doesn't appeal to me.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. So
I don't know why.
I'm not really a coffee drinker, and it's more about I'm not really a hot beverage drinker. So I don't mind like a iced coffee or something. But that's, you know, I'm not really not going to drink hot coffee. Yeah. Okay. But my daughter is really into it. And so we live in the Hershey area, where there's a Starbucks downtown. There's a Starbucks. There's another one. Where's the other one?
Is it over by the shopping center?
Yeah, by the outlets. There's one over there. And then here's the secret. There's one inside the hospital, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm. Yep. So here's my dilemma. My daughter went to Starbucks a couple of weeks ago, and she says – you know, I pull up and there's nowhere to park. There's a million people from like Jersey and New York taking over Hershey, you know, with the lines out the door. And I'm like, I have nowhere. I said, you know what? Life hack. I'm taking you to the hospital. So I pull up in like the circle where you drop the patients off, you know. Starbucks is right inside. Yeah. She goes in. She comes out. Starbucks in hand. I think a big smile, right? She's quiet. I'm we're driving away. I'm like, she goes, I'm like, what's wrong, you know? And she's like, I'm like, is everything okay with your coffee? I'm like, did they have everything that you wanted? She's like, yeah. She's like, I just feel so weird going into the hospital for Starbucks. Is it weird?
I bet they're used to it. A lot of GPS will just take you to the one that and you don't realize it's in another store or a mall or something.
Interesting.
We get caught on that when we travel. Right, let's just get a coffee and like, oh shit, we got to go into Target.
Right, it's in the Target. Yeah, right, yeah, you didn't think about it. Right, yeah. And then you're parking and you're walking past the shopping cart and like, it's not the experience you were thinking of when you're going into the Starbucks. But here's where her dilemma was. It wasn't like, she said, she's like, Dad, there's like nurses and stuff that have been up for like 16 hours and they probably just want, they just want their Starbucks. And she's like, and I'm holding up the line for those people, baby. Like she's, I'm like, what's really sweet.
That's good. She's very nice. That's, I know. She's considerate. That's
and I awesome. Told her not to worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
You got to make her tell you the first time she uses that when she's driving by herself, though.
Okay.
You know she's got it.
Well, right. Or she takes like all her friends, her whole volleyball team is in there. I see, I'm thinking like for the baristas and stuff that are working in there, they're just happy to see somebody that maybe doesn't have a bandage around their head or it's wearing a doctor's uniform. I mean, it's not just for, certainly it's convenient for the medical staff, but it is open to the public.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't think most people go into the hospital just for the gift shop usually, right?
Yeah. Well, I always feel like you should compartmentalize yourself, right? You don't go to the grocery store to drink beer or eat food, right? You go to buy food. And we have a Starbucks in our grocery store.
Yeah.
And I would never buy, not because it's Starbucks, I just wouldn't buy coffee there because I want to go to a coffee shop to drink that. So I'm old school, I think, Mike. That's what I am. And I want to go to experience that experience. I don't want to go to one stop and get a Starbucks, drink a beer, and eat Chinese food in one stop. Right. I don't want to do that.
Well, Pat, is there a dilemma for you at all? I mean, is this something that bothers you? Or are you also, you're a chef by trade, right?
Yes, but not a barista. And when we're on the road and we need coffee, we're parents, by the way, too. Mm. When that coffee bug speaks and you're just trying to get 8 hours down the road, a drive-thru is good. And Starbucks delivers that.
Yeah, but I can see your point. Like, if I want a beer, you know, there's laws in Pennsylvania, right? If you're going to sell beer, you have to have seating. So it is weird the first time you go into a gas station to, you know, to pick up a six pack and you're like, wow, like there's like a ton
They have to have 30 seats. Yeah, that's the rule.
You can tap your own beer at some of the grocery stores around here.
Yeah. But who sits down and drinks one?
It's not, I see people doing it, but not this guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, so I'm not saying who to judge you.
You were judging me. You just judged me. I'm just saying,
I don't know that you're like, you know what? Like you're sitting around, it's been a long day. And you're probably doing it because just like most people are going to Starbucks because they're visiting someone at the hospital. Most people are probably drinking a beer at the grocery store because their wife is getting groceries.
See, now that's dangerous to say, just so you know, because if I sat down and had a beer while my wife was running around the store, she would have my ass.
Okay.
I'm just telling you straight up right now.
Yeah.
She'd be like, I am not going to go shopping around here so you can sit there and drink a beer.
You got to go shopping alone. And drink beer.
Well,
honey, do you need anything from the grocery store? I got you.
Pat, you and I are going to go to the store together, and we're going to just drink beer. Yeah. You might buy some chips or something. Yeah. All right, let's do it.
Well, if that was possible, if it was possible to, buy the beer and then walk around the grocery store while drinking the beer, but I don't think you can do that. Like,
I don't think you can.
You got to stay in the little spot.
You got to bring a cup holder to clip onto the cart.
That's right.
Well, anyway, so thank you for indulging my little story, but I wanted some feedback on this. So I'm actually proud of my daughter for the thoughtfulness of thinking like she's standing in someone's way, but I also try to let her know that I don't think Starbucks minds her business.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So anyway, Artie, I know you guys are expanding, so let's think about the medical center for your next Appalachian Grove location.
Start putting them in every grocery store in the world. Yeah,
and hospital.
Yeah, I'm going to take it over.
Cool. Well, anyway, let's talk. Hey, you guys have probably promoting bands and doing it all across the country, in different parts of the country. What are the challenges of booking bands, finding talent? What are the main things that when you're booking a venue like the Abbey Bar, a city like Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, what are the challenges of getting somebody to actually come here?
I would think availability and competing like bands in the same evening, in the same area. But maybe that's not our biggest challenge, but that seems to be something we have to overcome. But that's just part of the business, you know?
I'll add that reopening the Abbey Bar in particular has created more of an easy street for us than a challenge. It's already so recognized. All of the booking agents that we contacted have been so excited that this is coming back. And Harrisburg is a hub. We're so close to DC and Baltimore and Philly and New York. This is a great little layover for bands. I think just about every band in the early 2000s and the teens played this stage on their way up. The Lumineers, Hold Steady. The Wood Brothers were here how often. Yep. So we're planning on sort of creating that buzz again. We have Modu Mokhtar coming, which we just announced on Wednesday, and he'll be here in June, his band. And there's a Rolling Stone article about him. Like, he's like that lists Harrisburg, PA is like a stopping start for him. So specifically coming into the Abbey Bar, it's given us a leg up. Had we been started anywhere else, like Danny was working before we had the Abbey Bar, we started this company, and Danny was still in Montana, and we couldn't get a response from any sort of booking agent, and we didn't know where we were booking yet.
That's
there were great. A couple of shows from Montana and venues that we started. We threw one show at XL. We were over at HMAC for a minute, but we were looking for our home. And somewhere to be. And so this was just perfect when this came about.
That's great to hear that all the people that came through here remember it. And, we tried to take care of everybody. We tried to do it right when we did it back in our time when we were working with Jersey and Sarah. And we're so excited to have you guys here. We really are. And our team's so excited. I mean, this city still needs something like this. It really does. And 100%. And it's just the start. Because like Mike said earlier, this city has taken a beating over the last couple of years. And you guys are breathing life back into it. And that's great. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I had the energy to do it. So it's so nice that we could partner with you guys. And I want to hear more about your catering too, because I know, Pat, you're the chef, and that's really exciting to me. I think I told you, Sarah, I love chefs because they're so passionate about what they do and they work so hard. Mm-hmm. And I just I admire them so much. But tell us a little bit more about that as well.
Well, Mount Laurel Catering's been around for about 8 years now. We set ourselves apart when we started personalizing every menu. We realized that we didn't want to just pass a pamphlet across the table and say, pick three of those, pick two of those, pick one of that, what's your likes and dislikes. We tailor everything personalized to the couple. Where did you meet? Where did you get engaged? You got engaged in Philly. Then we'll sprinkle a little Philly flair into their menu and all kinds of things like that. We do what we can with local purveyors and cooking within seasonality. And homemade stuff is just really crucial to us. And so another thing we do that makes us stand apart, if you ask me, is we have commercial kitchen trailers. So we can take a commercial kitchen on the road and cook for you right before you eat versus, like maybe another catering company. They cook in their facility and then transport everything over, and then you eat the food then. So it just gives us a leg up in being fresh, and then that's just guaranteed to be way better.
You bet. Well, with catering companies, you got it. I've always admired that as well, because I'm like, I can hardly do it in a building where I don't have to go anywhere. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I got to take everything that I'm going to do here. I got to put it into a truck. I got to take it somewhere. And then I got to produce it. And it's got to come out looking amazing. And you got to do all the setup. You got to do everything else. I'm like, I don't know how these guys do it. But yeah. I do admire the idea of it. I could never put my arms around me doing it, you know, because I had so much, you know, we have trouble even in our own restaurants sometimes making sure that everything comes out perfect, and you guys do it on the road. I think that's great. But the menu idea, that sounds really nice. And, you know, we hope to be able to bring them customers, do a lot of events here as well. And then with the live entertainment, it all sort of works together. And I think that it's just, it's a great, great relationship.
We have a, a really great food event on the books currently. We're doing a cheesemonger workshop on Sunday, April 28th, I believe it is. So when we were in Portugal, we met a young gentleman, Jake Heller, out of Philly, who was headed to Norway to the World Cheesemongering Competition.
I was going to go to that.
Explain what mongering is. I like these too. Yeah. I could monger some. Yeah. Tell me what mongering is. I'm not sure.
So it's all just knowledge of all the cheeses, how it's made, why it's wrapped and what it's wrapped, how to cut it, just all of that. And he took second. And so we sponsored him from Mountain Laurel. So we had a live feed to our website. And part of our deal of sponsorship was that he would come then and do some sort of presentation here in Harrisburg when we figured out what it was. And then when the partnership with Abbey Bar came through, this is the perfect place to have it. Yeah. So he's going to come, and Pat's going to work on a menu, and we'll just do sort of a cocktail reception after his presentation based on all the cheeses that Jake recommends.
Oh, man, well, that sounds awesome. That sounds
Remember this, Mike? There's still a room downstairs that they call the cheese room. Do you remember that from the days when you were here?
No, why do they call it the cheese room?
Because I was going to make cheese. I was like, we use so much cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So right. I went up to Penn State, and I made cheese up at Penn State. And I'm like, this is easy as anything, right? Of course it's easy. Yeah. You know? And then Jack and Sean are like, we make beer. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, but we could put beer in the cheese, and we could do this, and we could do that. And look at that was when Cabot was like an up-and-coming cheese. And I'm like, we could be like Cabot. And they're like, just get back in the brewery. And, but they still call it the cheese room downstairs.
That is cool, though. I mean,
I had a big grand plan.
Well, I mean, that would be definitely like, how do I put that? Like, so to mix that in, because there's a place down in Lancaster. It's called I was at a wedding there recently. You guys have definitely heard of it. It's the Cork Factory.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So and so they used to make corks or something there, right? Well, this place has a history, but it never became the Cheese Factory. So
true.
But close.
Mm, close.
Close. Close. I don't know if people want to have their wedding at the Cheese Factory. The Cheesecake Factory.
Well, And beer's easier to make as far as I can figure. And it tastes better. Mm-hmm. Well, cheese is pretty good. I don't know.
Beer and cheese go well together.
That's true. Yeah, you can put them together.
Right.
It would be like even if I have more cheese or more beer in a week. I don't know.
I'm thinking that Sean and Jack need maybe a refresher on how good of an idea this was.
That's right.
No, I mean, honestly, probably cubed, I could eat a pint glass of cheese. Beer is much easier in the pint glass. Yeah,
it's easier to drink than cheese.
It is. I love the idea. So when's the date again for the cheese monger event?
4/28, I believe. Awesome. It's that Sunday of that last week in April. It's the 4/28 or 4/29. And we will be releasing tickets soon. We're going to keep it to about 50 to 75. And then we have, what band did we just secure for that? It's
The Blooming. Pardon me, they're outside.
Shame on us.
Take a minute if you need it.
It is a band.
It's the Nodding Onion.
It's a band that plays music specifically to help plants grow. So they're going to be serenading us while we eat cheese.
So they connect an electrical probe to the plant, and all the sound that's generated is sound that the plant is giving off in energy somehow.
Yeah.
And then they manipulate that sound into the music we will hear. There'll be like ambiance background music for, dinner or et cetera.
Reception.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm an orchid guy. I don't know.
That's, oh, that's the most violent plant, right? Don't they kill things? Orchids or something?
No, not orchids.
Don't.
They're hard ones.
Venus flytrap. Venus flytrap. Yeah. But don't orchids also cannibalize something? Or no? Maybe, no, I don't know if it's. Well, never, I'm going down the wrong road here. You go.
I'm just saying. I'm a plant guy.
Okay.
I never thought I was a plant guy until I have taken these orchids under my wing.
Yeah.
And I get them to rebloom.
Right.
And my wife thinks I'm crazy. And I ask for another one every once in a while, and she won't let me have another one.
Yeah, it becomes an obsession. You have Spanish moss hanging around and stuff, too? Cause that's like
ZZ Top.
I've seen these back porches. It's called the Golden Girls already. It's like, that's that right? No.
All right, never mind.
So, listen. All right. So, thank you so much. We're looking forward. Here's the deal. ABCbrew.com is the website for Appalachian Brewing Company. Sarah, Pat, hit us with some websites that we can learn more about your businesses and keep up to date. Where should we find out about things that are happening here at the Abbey Bar?
Well, all of our shows will be announced on Abbey social media as well, but we're moonpeakproductions.com. Our catering business is mountainlaurelcatering.com.
Okay.
Yep, we're on all the social platforms.
Beautiful. Artie, we got diverted with all sorts of things here. Starbucks at the hospital, cheesemongering, orchids. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about the elephant in the room here is Irish Fest.
That's right.
Across
That's
all right. of your restaurant locations. So let's talk about that. So here we are. I mean, as we record, it's March 1st.
It's kicking off today.
Everything kicks off today and we're right up through like St. Patrick's Day, right?
That's right. 3 weeks basically of a festival where we focus on Irish style food. Every location, we let the chefs pick what they want to make, but we give them a variety of ideas, and they sort of take them and meld them and do different things with them. So each menu at every location is going to be a little bit different, but it's all the same format. You know, Irish food is Irish food. You know, it's not like this. It can't be too exciting. But you can try to make it exciting.
Well, just some, still what you're Irish saying, food. You just take green food coloring and put it all over everything.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, even the beer. Just drop a couple drops in. No, but that we have the releasing today as well as the Celtic Knot Irish Red Ale.
Great beer. You might have to grab
one of those before you head out the door. But you know, we always have our Susquehanna Stout. We also have a Embers Remains is a Imperial Stout that just came out, and our Purest Pale Ale, which those two aren't Irish. Well, the stouts are, but our Purest Pale Ale came out this week as well, and that it's just my classic. My wife, it's her favorite beer, and that's why we stopped making it. Right. That's what she says.
Yeah,
you would only get rid of it because it's my favorite. I'm like, well, it's not just me, and I'm not the only one making the decisions. But
the style of the beer during Irish Fest, everyone's Irish.
So yeah, that's right.
Everything's Irish, and every beer is whatever you want. Pairing food with beer, Artie. We have a chef in our midst, so we might as well talk about it a little bit. I mean, Pat, do you have any strong feelings about beers that go well with certain foods, and if you were putting together, like Artie, what's one of the great Irish meals? Like, what's something that
corned beef and cabbage, of course, right?
Right, corned beef and
classic,
cabbage,
right?
Right. So, your thoughts and Pat's thought. What are you guys thinking? Like,
you know, I think almost any beer pairs well with almost any food. I can't think of a pairing that would just throw everything off. But for Irish, I mean, you want to stick with those stouts. Why in the reds? Why move away from what works? You know,
yeah. There's no really spicy Irish food, right? Mm-hmm. You're not in the hoppier realm. But certainly, I agree with that 100%.
Is it like is Irish food have a tendency to be kind of like salty because like the cabbage and stuff? I don't know. Like, does that make it? It's not like no.
Yeah.
Well, I think they cook a lot with potatoes, and you need a lot of salt for.
Yeah,
potatoes.
Right. Okay, so, I mean, honestly, you're going to be thirsty. So maybe, I mean, if I were to, I'm just thinking as a layman here, I'm not, certainly no, I might host a world-famous beer podcast already, right? County famous. But
yeah, that's right.
I would think I would want something that was like a session-style beer, something that I could drink, like the Silverstock Lager would be perfect because it's a lighter style beer too. So I see the argument for sticking with the stouts, sticking with the Irish reds, but I also see something that, You know, if I'm going to have a plate of what I'm not calling, I'm not saying that it's over salted or, oh, you come in here for some salty food. That's not the case. Everything's well balanced. But if I'm thinking of something like that, I would want something that I could have three beers and enjoy my meal as well. So have something that's lighter. Yeah. What? How,
there,
you really
there
can't
are
go
no
wrong.
Lagers in Ireland.
Different philosophy, though.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, we're not now in Ireland.
We're not?
No, no, kidding.
So my theory to this is I think Irish food is rather bland. Oh, and that they don't have salt. Like, it's not over salted, minus, like, the corned beef. But so in my opinion, you have to have the heavier stouts and the red beers to add a little bit of flavor to your meal.
Maybe I'm just confused.
I'm going with Sarah.
Oh, I think
one.
She's,
sorry,
like, believe me, I'm completely humbled. I guess because I'm conflating, like, like Oktoberfest with, you know, like with the, not like the sauerkraut is what I'm thinking of. But cabbage on an Irish meal it would not be prepared like sauerkraut, right? Like
it wouldn't be fermented necessarily,
right.
No.
Got it.
But hopefully, you know, the traditional Irish food, yum. But as soon as you add your own flair on it and maybe some fusion into French or American-style cuisines, you could really, really embellish on some traditional dishes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, so why stick with the traditional beers in that case?
Okay. Well, the best advice is come in, order off the Irish Fest menu. Let's have a kick-ass St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Drink a couple of beers. Drink what
you
want.
It's on a Sunday this year, Mike.
God gives us a gift every once in a while.
It should be Saturday every year.
Yeah, but it's right. I mean, there's too many things that are on Sundays, right? Hopefully you can keep that thought of work out of your mind as you're enjoying it. So, you know, celebrate on Saturday night. St. Patrick's weekend. That's what I say.
Take Monday off.
Yeah.
All right. Let's... New national holiday.
Yes, there we go.
Anytime a good holiday is on a Sunday, we get Monday off.
Perfect. I'm voting
in.
For
are
you.
Are you in?
I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Governor Tafoya?
Where do I sign?
Thank you. Yeah, where do I sign?
You're welcome.
All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. As always, already great to get together. It's been great to sit here and chat with Sarah and Pat. Your websites again?
MoonpeakProductions.com, MountainLaurelCatering.com.
All right. Check out the Abbey Bar on social media. And, of course, for all of the news and everything coming up with the venues like the Abbey Bar and the special events like Irish Fest and all of the new beer releases, already abcbrew.com is the place to be.
That's right. And upcoming whiskey dinners.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that. That's my jam, just so you know. So, nice. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a future podcast on its own.
Let's do it.
All right. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we will see you next time on the Appalachian Brewing Company podcast. Cheers.